workers that come on work nights, that come on church nights, that come on church days, and that just come anytime, school days, just every day. Amen. You know, you're a blessing if you're serving God every day. Amen. Hallelujah. You're a blessing, and I thank you for that. Thank you for being that blessing. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. Oh, it's not up there yet. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Praise be to our God. You can be seated again tonight. Simply want to preach on confidence. Confidence. Not really trying to generate a lot of, per se, self-confidence. But yet there needs to be a measure of self-confidence. Not so much in my abilities or my intellect, but confidence in my relationship with God. Amen. See, there's a big difference between confidence in myself and having a self-confidence in my God. The just shall live by faith. It takes that measure of confidence, because a synonym of that would be determination. And that's what I'm after here tonight. When I'm talking about confidence, I'm talking about a determination. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, or cast not therefore your determination, or your faith. They're synonyms also. Because faith produces determination and confidence in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so when I make a reference to a self-confidence, I'm not making a reference to myself and my abilities. I want to make that clear. I'm making a reference to my self-relationship to my Savior and the confidence I have in that relationship. Hallelujah. Because without that relationship, then I will be lost. I have nothing to have confidence in. Because I can have no confidence, and this is why it's kind of confusing. I can have no confidence in me. But I can have confidence in my relationship with Him. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day of judgment. Praise God. So that's the confidence that I'm talking about here tonight. And so I want to share some things here, because a lot of times, and it really, I guess it goes along with Brother Cisneros' fearing fear, because a lot of times, fear is the opposite of confidence. And that fear is a lot of time generated by failures. Or the fear of failure. I mean, I personally myself have wrestled with a fear of failure. I mean, when God called me to preach, one of the reasons that I didn't want to accept the call was my fear of failure. That I couldn't do it. That I couldn't accomplish it. And basically what it was a lack of confidence in my relationship with Jesus Christ, and not realizing that whatever He calls me to do, then He will equip and empower me to fulfill it. He will train me personally. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Did you know you had a personal trainer? Whoa, praise God. A personal trainer who will hold you true to what you have committed unto him. Praise God. You know, so that's what a kind of a personal trainer does, you know, in the physical realm of physical fitness. People get a personal trainer because they don't have the gumption nor the discipline to do it themselves. And so they bring someone else in who says, all right, today you're doing this. And tomorrow you're doing this. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep going. Keep going. That's what a personal trainer does. Amen. Did you know you already have a personal trainer? A spiritual trainer? The Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. He's not shouting in your ear, but he's talking. He's talking. Hallelujah. To improve your confidence, here's some things I want to talk to you about or share with you. Since to improve your confidence, let's learn from some successful failures. Well, this is interesting. Like Ty Cobb. Does anybody know who Ty Cobb is? Really? I wasn't sure who he was, but after I read this, I realized, you know, I think he was famous for stealing bases, wasn't he? Ty Cobb. And how about Babe Ruth? Everybody's heard of Babe Ruth. He hit the most home runs for the longest time until Hank Aaron, I think, beat him. But listen to this. He said, you know, Ty Cobb was thrown out more times trying to steal than any other man in baseball history. You don't remember that, do you? But it was because he kept trying and he kept stealing. He became the man who had the most steals, but he was also the man that got thrown out the most times too. So he was a failure, but he was successful. Yeah, are you getting the picture? He didn't stop trying just because he got thrown out. And then he became the one with the most record of stealing bases. Babe Ruth struck out more times than any man in baseball history. But that's how he hit the most home runs. He wasn't afraid to strike out. And he was going to make sure when he hit it, it was going out. And because of that determination, he struck out more than any other baseball player in history. A successful failure. Wow. And then along comes Hank Aaron, who broke Babe Ruth's record, and he struck out more times than 99% of the players in the major leagues. You see, it takes something to be something. Hello. They weren't afraid to strike out because they knew if they were going to hit that home run, they had to give it everything they had, even if they struck out. And so here is three successful failures. Wow. I thought that was very interesting. Nobody considers them failures, and few people even remember their failures. Virtually everyone remembers their successes. Now here's someone, I don't know who this is, but he was some type of singer, probably an opera singer if I was guessing. Enrico Caruso's voice failed to carry the high notes so many times, his voice teacher advised him to quit. He kept singing and was recognized as the greatest tenor in the world. Wow. That'd been rough. Your teacher said, give it up. You ain't got a chance. But he just kept on singing. Just kept on hitting those high notes and became the greatest tenor in the world. Wow. Are you getting the picture? Fear of failure, he would have quit when the teacher said, give it up. He had some confidence, some determination. Amen. Let's read on here about some other individuals. Thomas Edison's teacher called him a dunce. He later failed over 14,000 times in his efforts to perfect the light bulb. Aren't you glad He didn't give up. Successful failures. Oh, man. His teacher called him a dunce. Wow. Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, everybody's probably heard of Abraham Lincoln. He was well known for his failures. What? Our president? Here we go. Abraham Lincoln was well known for his failures, but nobody considers him a failure. Imagine how easy it would have been for this young man to have bowed his head and given up. He failed in business in 1831. He was defeated for the legislature in 1832. He was elected to the legislature. There we go. In 1834, his sweetheart died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. He was defeated for speaker in 1838. He was defeated for elector in 1840. He was defeated for Congress in 1843. He was elected to Congress in 1846, defeated for Congress in 1848, defeated for Senate in 1850, defeated for Vice President in 1856, and defeated for Senate in 1858. But fortunately, he was elected President in 1860. His name was Abraham Lincoln. He proves that failure need not be permanent. Praise God. Now, Albert Einstein and Wernher von Braun both flunked courses in math. I'm sorry. That's unreal. Albert Einstein. I mean, oh my. Wow. Henry Ford was broke at the age 40. That didn't stop him from making his Ford name vehicle. Wow. Isn't this interesting? Now, here's a football coach. Some may know him, some may not. Vince Lombardi became the most revered coach since Newt Rockne. These are names in football. Some may know, some may not. But at the age of 43, he was only a line coach for Fordham University, which is a small university. What if these individuals would have quit because of a minor failure or a major failure? You see, I'm trying to get across to your confidence. Confidence. Confidence in your relationship with Jesus Christ is what I'm after. You see, because in this spiritual kingdom and in our quest for spirituality and our quest for living the Christian life, there are a lot of times that we make failures. There are times when we don't hit the mark. There are times when we try and we fail. But there is no place that I can find in God's Word where we need to quit. Hallelujah. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your determination. Cast not away your faith. But we are not of them which draw back. We're not of those that quit. But we're them that believe, that have confidence in our Savior, confidence in our relationship with God, who go on to the saving of the soul. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. James chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The trying of your faith, the testing of your faith, the testing of your confidence. If you fail, are you going to keep trying? Are you going to be all blown out of the water because you're one of those that get so mad when you make failures? Oh, I'm one of them. Whoa. Man, can't believe I nailed that in that spot when I could have nailed it over here and it would have been hid.
What a failure.
Some would have thought, well, that's not that big a deal. Well, it may not be to you, but it is to me. You see, I should have known better. What is that? Well, that's pride. Yeah. Which now, that's failure. Now that's failure. Whoa, here I am. I'm a failure. Why? Well, I let pride come in the situation. That's failure. Anybody else been there besides me now? Praise God. Oh, yeah. See, there's just things that to us, failure is just, ugh. And then there's others that failure is just failure, so let's have failure. That's the other side of the coin, is given to failure, and that's still a quitter. We're not quitters. Amen? No, we have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not going to leave us where he found us, like he found us, but he's going to build us. He's our personal trainer. Hallelujah. He's going to take our failures and make them stepping stones to success. Hallelujah. Anybody ever learn from your mistake? If not, you're still making the same mistake. That's what mistakes are for, to learn from. How else are you going to get experience? Have you ever read in the scriptures about the wisdom of the hoary head, the gray hair? Why is wisdom attributed to gray hair? It's not just the gray hair. There's some young people have gray hair. And they're not wise at all. And there's some old people that have gray hair and they're not wise at all either. It's talking about experience. Been there, done that, learn from that. That's why you're supposed to listen to your elders. That's why you're supposed to learn from your elders. That's why the Bible says that the Old Testament is an ensample or an example for us to learn from the mistakes of Israel, that we don't turn around and make the same silly mistakes that they did. Why we have the New Testament for instruction, so that we don't make the mistakes the New Testament church did. Hello. See, we got to learn from our mistakes. We got to realize that there's going to be a trying of our faith. There's going to be a trying of our confidence. And that trying worketh patience. And that patience, the definition I love for that, is joyful endurance. You know, a lot of times we like to endure certain things because it makes us feel tough. But can you endure a test from above? Because that's what makes you tough in Jesus Christ, if I can use that terminology. Amen. Is when your faith is being tested and you hang on to it. Hallelujah. And you lose not your confidence in your God. Hallelujah. And though the answer may not be coming immediately, you continue to hang on. Hallelujah. And you joyfully wait. Praise God. And you endure. Glory to God. Until the Lord comes through. See, because we know he's a right on time God. That's where our confidence is at. Putting our confidence, he's a right on time God, and thus having that confidence in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise our God. Be still. Wait on the Lord. Wait on God. That means pay attention, because God's talking. It's not a matter, is God talking or not? God's talking. Spirit of God is always moving. It's whether or not I'm in tune to what he's saying. Whether or not I'm waiting on him, or I've got my own ideas and I'm pursuing my own ideas and I'm hoping God to catch up sooner or later and help me have my idea. That's confident in self that you don't want. But the confidence that you're after is that confidence in God, that he will direct my paths, because I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways and what I'm doing and my decisions. I'm going to acknowledge him. That means I'm going to seek his counsel. I'm going to ask of him. I want to know what his word has to say. I want to know what the Spirit of God has to say about this situation. I want to know God's mind. Sometimes you're going to have to wait on God till he reveals it to your mind. Amen. So your confidence has got to be in God. But then when God does ask, and God does answer, and God does direct, what you going to do then? Woo! What you going to do then? Now sometimes that's when fear comes. It's when we do get the answer. Praise God. I've got multitudes of circumstances, situations in my Christian life running through my mind right now. Of I wanted to know the answer, and I wanted to know what God wanted me to do, and then he told me. And then I'm going, is there another option? Is there another option? Is there a door one, door two? Maybe, Lord, are you sure that's what you want me to do? Whoa, is there another option? Somebody said it couldn't be done. But he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't. But he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin and on his trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. I'm not doing this very good. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and he took off his hat, and the first thing he knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quitting, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle right in with a bit of a grin, then take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. I like that. Confidence. Confidence in the direction of God. Confidence. How many times has God gave a directive? I've got multitudes running through my mind of when God gave the directive and everybody's counsel is you can't do it. That just can't be done. That just doesn't need to be done. But I just had to take it with a grin and began and did it. Amen. You see, when the answer comes and the directive comes, then that's when you've got to have the confidence in your relationship with God that what he's asked you to do, he will take you through it. Hallelujah. If you see to it. It's just that faith factor, and a lot of times faith is no more than just saying, yes, Lord, I will. And that is the faith that we need to unleash heaven, so to speak, loose heaven in our heart and our soul to where we have the freedom, the liberty, the victory to be courageous instead of fearful and listening to all those that says it can't be done. Because if I understand Scripture right, there's nothing impossible for God. And if there's nothing impossible for God, then that means there's nothing impossible for me doing the will of God. It's a matter of buckling down and doing it. Amen. Praise our God. Isaiah 40, 28 through 29. Hast thou not known? Don't you love it when the Bible asks a question? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. That is an awesome portion of Scripture. Because if you will, that is being addressed to that individual who is afraid to fail. That's being spoken to that individual that God is prompting to that closer walk, to that higher plane, who says, I can't live that way. I can't live there. I can't do that. And so then this is the reply. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He'll give you the power that it takes. And he will increase your strength till it's done. Hallelujah. Confidence. Cast not off your confidence that hath great recompense of reward. Wow. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is God's promise when he asks of you and I for a closer walk. He asks of you and I to leave something of the flesh behind. He asks you and I to do a greater service for him. Hallelujah. Is this not what he has always done for those that he begins to move on to do the work that he once done? Joshua, Moses, Elijah, Elisha. Always bringing that, fear not, be courageous, I am with thee. I don't know what that means to you, but it means a lot to me. Hallelujah. To know that God is with me. He is the directive of my life, of my decisions. Hallelujah. And this is his promise for whatever he asks of me to do, whatever he asks of you to do, this is his promise that I'll be right there. I'm with you. You know what that does? That means I don't have an excuse at all not to do what God asked me to do. None whatsoever. Because he says, I'm the one that has strengthened you. I'll give you power. I'm with you. My righteousness will uphold you. Wow. No wonder David could say, I've run through a troop. I've leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. I mean, that's the Spirit of God. That's that hand of God. That's the help God wants to bring to those who are confident in the relationship with him. You see, the majority of our fear, and Brother Cisneros preached it so wonderfully, the majority of our fear comes because our relationship with God is not what it ought to be. We do not have the confidence that God is with me. Because I do not spend enough time with him to build that confidence. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is why a lot of times young converts don't make it, because they haven't had the time to build that confidence in God and in his word. And that's why the saints of God are there to help prop them up, to help build them up, to help encourage them, to be kind to them, compassionate towards them, until they can grow in that confidence in God. I can remember. I mean, it's been many years ago, but I can remember, you know, when I first got saved, after that newborn time and that time of newness wore off, and then it was time for warfare, I didn't have a lot of confidence. And I'm thankful for the saints of God that were there to keep encouraging in the midst of my failures. You see, this is why criticism is such a horrible thing. Because it helps no one overcome their failures. It drives them deeper into despair and think they can't. And it's not being that helper of God who says, you can. It's being that helper of the enemy saying, you can't. Ooh, God of heaven, help us. Realizing that grace of God, that mercy of God, and always encouraging failure with success. If I fall, I will rise again. Hallelujah. Because I have confidence in my God. That He is just and He is faithful. And if I confess my sin, then He's just, He's faithful to forgive me of my sin. Hallelujah. Dust me off. Clean me again. And say, run. Run. Run the race that is set before you. Isaiah 25:4, and I'm going to close with this tonight. For thou hast been strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. These are all very distressful situations. The desert heat, the wilderness heat, the storm, envision in your mind the tornadoes, the hurricanes, storm, refuge from the storm, strength to the needy. When you don't have anything, you have nothing. That's stressful. Ain't enough money to meet the need. That's stressful. Very stressful. Yet He's there. He's been the one that brings strength. Strength to the poor. Those that are down and out. When the Bible talks about poor, it's talking about those that are down and out. Ready to give up. But then here comes God to lift them up. It says, keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Confidence. Confidence. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And church, that is for right now also. And it's for heaven also. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. The just shall live by faith. But if any man loses his confidence, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe, have confidence in Jesus Christ and His power to the saving of the soul. In other words, that deliverance of the soul, that leading of the soul, that directing of the soul, that keeping of the soul, that salvation. Those are all things of salvation. To the saving of the soul. Keeping me right where I need to be. To keep running the race that's been set before us. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. God of heaven, I praise your holy name and I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, for the confidence that we can have in you, the faith, Lord God, that we can have in you, Lord God, because you're never weary, you never slumber. Lord God, you always strengthen, you always encourage, you always are the help that we need, oh God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I pray tonight, Lord, strengthen our hearts, strengthen our minds, strengthen our souls, strengthen our bodies. Let us refresh our confidence in you, Lord, around this altar of prayer here tonight. Lord, to allow your word to just run over our hearts and our minds till our cup runneth over, Lord God, of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. and your power, the love that you have for your children. Hallelujah. That we can be more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These altars are open here tonight. Let's come. Let's